Welcome to the Hay Matters podcast, brought to you by Local Ag and Feed Central. This is your go-to source for all things hay-related in Australia. I'm your host, John Paul Driver. In today's episode, we're joined by Alex Smith. Alex is a key account manager for Local Ag and Feed Central in Southeast Australia, and we have a market update for you today. Welcome to the podcast, Alex.
Thanks very much, JP. It's been a while between chats, mate, but good to be talking to you again.
Yeah, we have some weather to talk about. It's from one end of the spectrum to the other.
It is, mate. Australia's a big country, as you know, and it's always a place that throws many different variables in. You've got the northern parts of Australia through Queensland, Northern Territory, and some parts of northern New South Wales that are experiencing some flooding, you know, some major flooding through to some minor flooding. And then at the other end of the scale, down in sort of southern Australia through South Australia, Victoria, and southern parts of New South Wales, they're experiencing very dry and drought conditions at the moment. So one end of the country to the other is completely different.
And how does that flow through to the hay markets in those regions?
Historically speaking, hay's always made in the south and always heads north. This year, and probably for large parts of last year also, it was roles reversed to a degree. It was hay made in New South Wales and northern Victoria and southeast Queensland, and majority of the hay went south. Well, look, I think to be fair, the flooding crisis in Queensland at the moment is still unfolding. There's some helicopter drops of hay happening and trucks trying to get through to bring livestock some hay that have reached higher points of ground. So that's still yet to unfold. So we haven't really seen the impact on the hay market up there yet. Definitely in the south, though, with the dry conditions, you know, getting further into autumn without a break as yet, the demand's only increasing in the south, putting a bit of pressure on the hay job, that's for sure.
We're coming up on planting season, right?
We are.
And my mental model says Anzac Day is like the start of planting season. Maybe in Queensland it's before that.
Yeah, so they've probably started a few weeks ago further north. There's definitely some people starting to scratch a little bit in down south, you know, sowing dry and hoping for that break. And also just through my recent trips this week through southwest Victoria and southeast South Australia, there's people also waiting until post Anzac Day and then they'll plant. So, yeah, definitely starting to hit that time of cropping, you know, hope a bit of weather comes through for those guys and they get a bit of rain and their crops out of the ground.
In the south, right? Yeah. Planting dry in the south and
Planting dry in the south, and then these guys in Queensland, they're definitely going to take advantage of this moisture in certain spots. I mean, not all of Queensland that is underwater is cropping country. A lot of it's pastoral country, which, you know, just run sheep and cattle through that southeast corner of Queensland. I think they'll definitely take advantage of this rain and then be sowing very shortly, I'd imagine.
All right, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about some market stuff. I'll just acknowledge that the U.S. has put 10% tariffs on. I hope I'm not a liability to Feed Central and Local Ag at the moment.
Not at all.
The U.S. did put 10% tariffs on Australian beef coming to the U.S. What's your initial reaction to that?
Oh, look, to be fair, JP, you know, it's all sort of happened within the last 24 hours. So I think to formulate an opinion, we're going to need to see it play out for a little bit of time yet. I know a lot of our major companies have been working really hard, forming new partnerships and relationships right across the world. So if one country is having a bit of a tougher time, we're not super reliant just on that one source of income. We have multiple. So look, you know, it's going to take a bit of time to pan out and see what effects it really has. And I don't think you're going to see the full effect of it, you know, for possibly 12 months or so before you get a bit of an idea of what's actually happened.
No, nothing drastic. What I hear he's telling me is more of a muted impact because of that diversity in markets.
Yep. No, there's the diversification's key. Look, I think Australia's done really well promoting their beef, sheep, pork, whatever it may be, right the way across the globe to make them not reliant on one particular country.
Is there anything else in the livestock markets that we should be watching?
In the short term, it's still raining in Queensland. And this week we've had four or five sales cattle sales, that is, and sheep sales down in New South Wales, Victoria, and they have been considerably dearer. Now, whether that is just processors and feedlots wanting to secure cattle or sheep because they're not sure if they're going to get them out of Queensland and Northern Territory over the next little while. So we've definitely seen a short-term spike. And unfortunately for some in Queensland, there is talk of major stock losses. That will probably have a flow-on effect, I'd imagine, as you get further into the season.
So temporary just movement disruption. Then we'll have to wait to see what the longer-term impact of the flooding is.
Yeah, look, we've definitely seen a little bit of an uptake temporarily in cattle and sheep prices just because, you know, a lot of their areas that they pull a lot of cattle and sheep out of, they can't access. Yet to see the long-term effects, I guess, once the flooding clears and we can assess the damage up there.
Let's talk prices really quick on the various types of hay. Are we seeing stability? Or are we seeing increases, decreases? What's that look like now and for the coming weeks?
Look, I think we've seen an increase in demand. Quality hay is also, you know, as always, it's always key. But look, I think we haven't seen too much of a price rise, but we've seen buyers definitely shift their focus to that A grade, whether it be a cereal, Lucerne, Vetch. They're definitely turning their head towards quality as they enter into the autumn and winter months and those whatever they're feeding needs that little bit more punch because of the colder weather. So look, I mean, it's the same story as always. I'm not sure how much a hay market's going to change just because of, you know, people's finances and budgets and, you know, they've been feeding for so long. Unfortunately, what will change is the quality hay is only going to get further and further away from where that purchaser is going to be. So your delivered price inevitably becomes higher. I mean, at the moment, we have Lucerne trading somewhere between $4 and $4.50, some cereal hays, but $3 to $3.50 a tonne. I think there's money in that for the sellers, but also, you know, it's not a super dear, you know, ridiculous price that, you know, buyers can't afford also. So I think it seems to be a fairly good middling ground at the moment. But as I said, it is key to probably get in and make your purchases early before it gets further away and freight becomes a bigger cost.
Good takeaways. Anything else to add?
As tough as it is across the country right now with either flooding or drought, the Aussie model of resilience is still key. I can't talk for the guys in the north, but I've spent the last week on the road through the south, and it blows me away how optimistic they all are, you know, considering they're facing some challenges at the moment. And I just think that agriculture is becoming smarter. And look, they're just putting one foot in front of the other and diversifying their business and looking for new opportunities, which I think, you know, is only going to grow the industry going forward.
With that, I'll say thank you very much, Alex, for joining us.
Thank you, JP. It's been a pleasure to chat as always, mate.
Alex works for Feed Central and Local Ag out of Southeast Australia. And if you're interested in listing products and you're in that neck of the woods, you'll probably end up working with Alex. Thank you for your insights today and look forward to having you back again in the future. This podcast is proudly presented by Feed Central and Local Ag. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes.